Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber, McGee, and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Ralph Goodman and directed by Max Hutto. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
This is Eleanor Engel. Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink it. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a relief-giving liquid. This is the form your system can use most easily and naturally for relief. Action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles, and this soothing liquid speeds relief. Action in the glass makes Alka-Seltzer easy to absorb immediately. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
And did you notice that hat she was wearing, Mabel? Wasn't it, though? I said to Monica, there must be a robin somewhere looking for its nest. Because the way...
Molly!
Oh, dear. Every time I'm on the telephone.
Would you come up here a minute?
Here we go again. That was McGee, Mabel. Dr. Gamble invited him to lunch at his club today, and he's upstairs trying to get dressed, but he can't find anything.
Molly!
Did you look in the top drawer?
No!
Well, try there. I don't know what he's looking for, Mabel, but that's usually where I find it. He's got that drawer jammed with so much junk that...
It's not in there. Gee whiz, how's a guy supposed to find anything in this house? Every time I've got an important appointment...
Good heavens. Bye, Mabel. I'll call you back later. Honestly, that man is as helpless as a mule on skates. Sounds a little like a mule, too, when he bellows down the stairs for me like that. Whatever he's looking for is probably right in front of his nose, but when he gets excited like this, he couldn't find a hot skillet in the feather bed with his bare feet.
She'd just leave things where I throw them instead of putting them away all the time. I'd be able to find stuff when I wanted it. I just got a few measly possessions and... Oh, hi, kiddo.
Hi.
Find my tie for me, will you, Molly? Please, my blue tie, the one that goes so good with this suit. I've looked every place.
You have, huh?
In the closet, in the tie drawer, in the guest room, in the medicine cabinet.
Have you looked in the mirror?
In the mirror? How could my tie be in the mirror? Don't be Oh.
Yes. What's that draped around your neck, sauerkraut?
Well, I'll be... So that's where I put it. On. Honest, kiddo, I haven't got the slightest recollection of putting this tie on. My gosh, that's the darndest
thing. Don't worry about it, McGee. All great men are forgetful. Now, you take Thomas Edison, for instance. Did you know he was so busy inventing the incandescent bulb that he forgot to pay his bill and they cut off his electric lights?
They did? Gee, I never heard the... Hey, that's a kind of a cute one. I'll tell that one at Doc's club today to that big shot Dr. Carlton Doc's taking me to lunch with. Yeah, let me write that down on this card here.
Card? What are those cards?
Those are joke cards. Just with the key words. Like me and Fred Nitney, the guy that I and him had a Vaudeville act together from Starved Rock, Illinois together, used to use in Vaudeville.
McGee, you're not going to take a stack of corny jokes to that luncheon with you.
They're not corny. And besides, I'll just sprinkle them through the conversation. You know how them big shots are. They all like a laugh. Don't do that, Molly. Give me them cards back.
Forget the jokes.
What?
No, you're not going down to Dr. Gamble's club with all those doctors and surgeons and dignified men and be a clown.
Yeah, but Molly, gee whiz, I want to make a good impression. I mean, I'll be up to my ears in big executives and stuff.
So you just be yourself. Your own sweet, natural self. And you'll make a fine impression.
Well, maybe you're right at that. Okay, I'll play the whole thing straight today. I'll be quiet, dignified. A good listener.
Fine, fine.
I'll just chuckle now and then when Dr. Carlton makes a funny, and I'll lead the discussion around to foreign affairs and to music and books.
Stay off of the books. I doubt if any of those men read zombie comics.
Okay, Tootsie, I'll be just exactly like Doc Gamble today.
Good.
Real dull, but successful.
Well, you just behave yourself. Turn around and let me look at you. My, don't you look handsome.
I do? Let me see. Not bad, not bad at all. You know, if my hair was a little grayer and I was a few feet taller, I'd be a dead ringer for Jeff Chandler. If I had a dimple in my chin.
I'd rather have you any day. Jeff Chandler is not my...
Hey, look what time it is. I gotta hurry. I'm going to meet Doc at his office, and then we're going to pick up Dr. Carlton and meet the rest of the men at the club. Where's my hat? Oh, here it is. Well, I gotta...
Oh, before you go, sweetheart, I know this is kind of silly.
Yeah?
I wrote a little poem for the occasion. I just made it up. You want to hear it?
A poem? For me? Oh, sure, kiddo. I feel honored. Read it to me.
Well, it's just a simple little thing, really, but I feel it's important.
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Man of mine, so strong and able, keep your elbows off the table. Never reach or push or pull, and please don't talk when your mouth is full.
So long, Walt Whitman.
Good luck.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
Ever say to yourself something like this?
Gee, I wanted to go out tonight, but with this headache, I just wouldn't enjoy myself.
Then sometimes you wonder...
When you want prompt relief for a headache, what do you do that's really dependable?
Well, what you do is very simple. You drop one or two tablets of Speedy Alka-Seltzer into a glass of water, like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink that wonderful relief-giving solution. In a little while, you're amazed at how good you feel. You'll probably say,
boy, that Alka-Seltzer sure takes care of a headache in a hurry. And it's pleasant to take, too.
So remember, drugstores everywhere sell Speedy Alka-Seltzer.
I sure hope Doc's ready to go because I'm starving. Let me see, what'd Molly say now? Oh, yeah, be calm and dignified, she said. Make a good impression at the club. I'm just the guy I can do it to, because my most natural... Hey, Doc, you ready to go? Come on, let's go pick up your friend Dr. Carlton and go to lunch. I'm hungrier than two horses.
Shh. McGee, great Scott, keep quiet. This is a doctor's office.
Sure, I can tell that, but those shrunken heads on your desk. And this last will and testament lying here unsigned, because your last victim probably
and
couldn't
get... And cut the corny jokes. I've still got a patient inside, stupid.
Oh? Well, why didn't you say so, Doc? I thought we were all alone. Your nurse ain't here, so I...
just stepped out for lunch.
Well, I'll look after the phone calls for you if you want and tell them that you and me and the famous Dr. Carlton are
no.
all...
No. Just sit here in the waiting room. Here's a comic book.
Oh. Porcupine Man. Hey, where'd you... Hey, where'd you get it? I couldn't find a copy this month anywhere. All sold out.
I have a subscription. Just for my child patients, of course. And you... Now, be quiet, will you? I got to get back inside.
Hey, doctor! It's cold in here!
All right, I'm coming. Keep your shirt off.
Come and keep your shirt off. Check you one. That doc sure is busy. Well, I hope nobody else comes in to take up his time, because this luncheon at this club ought to be real interesting. All them influential big shots and... Another one. Should have locked the door so he couldn't get in.
I beg your pardon. You know whether Dr. Gamble is in?
Well, yes, he's in, bud, but he's busy with a patient. As soon as he gets through with that one, we're...
I'll wait.
Well, couldn't you drop in another time? I mean, he's awful busy. And I got an appointment with him to... Say, that's a bad cough you got there.
Yes, I've had it for years. I can't seem to get rid of it, but it doesn't get any worse, so what are you doing?
Just taking your pulse, bud. Relax. That's the first thing we always do in these cases. How old did you say you are?
I didn't say. And turn loose of my wrist.
I mustn't exert yourself. Your pulse is awful noisy as it is. And, oh, I was holding your wristwatch. Here, give me your other arm. I'll try that pulse again.
Never mind. I want to see Dr. Gamble.
I told you Dr. Gamble is busy. I always help him out on emergencies, however. So here, put this thermometer in your mouth and say, ah.
Get that thing out of my face. This is not an emergency.
I wouldn't be too sure, Si. You look like a pretty sick man to me, Buster. I don't want you flipping out on the office floor here, so just...
Say, who are you, anyway?
I am Dr. Gamble's closest friend and associate.
Associate? Do you mean to tell me you're a doctor?
Well, if you mean have I got a medical diploma, no. But who needs a diploma?
What?
What's a medical diploma, after all? Just a piece of paper that says the incipient spent 6 years cutting classes and writing home for money so as he could buy a pair of track shoes to chase the nurses around the halls.
Well, if this... isn't the most.
You just sit down there now while I get my stethoscope and we'll listen to your stomach while we wait.
Why, I don't know where Dr. Gamble found you, but this is the most ridiculous, outrageous.
Hey, who are you? What the heck's the matter with him? Try to help a guy out and all the heck with him. He wasn't one of Doc's regular patients anyhow, because I know all of them. Besides, if Doc had a fool around with him, we'd be late for our luncheon. Sure looking forward to that luncheon,
too. Well, I'm all set to go, McGee.
Swell, Doc.
As soon as I wash up, we'll drive by and pick up... Well, whose briefcase is this on the chair here?
Huh?
F.B. Carlton. M.D., Ph.D., A.M.A.
Carlton? Oh, my gosh.
Has old Frank been here?
Oh.
I guess he got tired waiting for us to pick him up and went on to the club. He's a great man, McGee. Very influential. One word from him and... McGee, where are you going? McGee, come back! McGee! What the devil's going on here?
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Mother, you feed your youngsters 3 good meals a day. And maybe you think that will automatically give them enough vitamins to help keep them peppy and alert. But remember, there is some loss of vitamins in cooking, storing, and processing of food. So be on the safe side. Give your family 1-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets every day. They supply all the vitamins children and adults normally need to take. And children take them willingly, too, because 1-a-day brand multiple vitamins are easy-to-swallow tablets that leave no aftertaste. Low-cost, 1-a-day brand multiple vitamins also include vitamin B12. Get 1-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
So Doc made me go on down to the club with him and give Doc Carlton his briefcase back.
Yeah?
Then I explained to him the whole thing was just a gag, you know, just a joke. Told him I thought he'd get a good laugh out of it.
Did he?
No. I explained to him that the more dignified a man is, the better pigeon he makes for that type of joke. Told him I just chose him for the gag because he's a big man, so he ought to be flattered.
Was he?
No. In fact, he was so stuffy about the whole thing, such a poor sport and all, that I finally said, well, maybe you don't want me to have lunch with you, I says. Maybe you want me just to get my hat and go home, I says.
Did he?
Yes. What you got in the icebox, kiddo? I'm starved.
I'll cook you something, you poor lad.
Good. So long, everybody.
Goodbye, all.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson played F.B. Carlton, M.D., Ph.D., A.M.A., and Arthur Q. Bryan, as usual, Dr. Gamble. This is John Wall saying thanks for joining us. Try it again, won't you? Let's see what's on tap tomorrow. It says here, Mr. McGee tangles with the law. Oh, my, again. See how this crisis is resolved tomorrow.
Daytime Companion, weekday, November 7th on NBC Radio.